Thank you for joining me. Today I want to talk to you guys about Procrastination City. The word procrastination, it just keeps coming up. It's coming up for sales executives. It's coming up for people. It's coming up for at-home moms. It's coming up for people who work in retail. It's coming up for people who are car salesmen. It comes up for people who are doing whatever it is that they're doing. Procrastination has got it doesn't discriminate. It attacks us all in some way, some shape, some form. So today I want to talk to you about Procrastination City and how we can address it, overcome it, learn a few facts, get a few tips, and see if we can make some changes when it comes to procrastinating. First of all, here's my overall thought process. We find ourselves saying a lot like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll take care of that next week. I'll handle it over the weekend. I'll do it next month. I'll get it done by the end of the year. We got to be really careful with our words. I always say, when you're going to throw out your words or your intent or your deadline, make sure that you're very clear with what that date is. And that, to me, is the rock solid date. And the rock solid date is like a hard stop. Okay, which I love that word. I love that word. Hard stop. That is knowing, look, I could do whatever. I could do it whenever, as long as I hit the hard stop date. So be really careful about throwing dates out and be more intentional with what date you're putting into making this, you know, task or project or whatever come alive. So hard stop date is really important in procrastination. For me, I'm not a person who does everything up front. I don't have that bone. It wasn't a habit. It wasn't in school. It wasn't in college. It wasn't when I was a sales executive, and it isn't as a coach. I don't do that just for me personally. So, but to be honest, I don't call myself a procrastinator either though, because I meet deadlines. And I think that's the part that's really important. When people do things at the last minute and they're flailing around and stressed out and flaring up anxiety, next thing you know, they miss the deadline. They procrastinated too long, in my opinion, and they didn't get it done. Or if they wait too long, they sort of get it done by the deadline. It wasn't good enough. They feel like they procrastinated too long. They didn't get it done. So to me, I work in the rear. So if I have to get something done Friday, I know it takes me 2 hours. I'm going to either do 2 hours in one block or 1 hour one day and 1 hour the next day. And I actually time block because I work in the rears as to when I need to get it done. For me, I am time block driven. It's how I show up. I turn everything business and personal into an appointment. That's how I'm able to show up for these things. But I don't love the word procrastination because I don't feel, in my opinion, that it suits me and who I am, nor do I want it to. Because procrastination to me sounds like, you know, just too a bit lazy and a little bit, you know, not taking things seriously and a little bit behind the eight ball. And then things start to stack up. And then I get myself into the big overwhelmed word, which, you know, I don't like. So for me, I have a theory about procrastination. My theory is this: 75, if it's 100%, right? 100% in getting something done, 75% of it is the prep. It's the looking at your day planner, showing up for it, having the right tools, being in the right environment, and being aware that we're not allowing distractions, temptations, you know, calls, interruptions, people, whatever, to get in our way. So 75% is actually showing up to what that task is at that time blocked date and time. 25% is the execution. So you're 100% there. And that's something I want to sit for a second, because I think we think it's 5% in the prep, 95% of doing the whole thing, and that's why we don't have time and we're stressed and we're all these things. 75% is just showing up. The other thing is meeting the deadline to me is like a neon sign blinking in my face that I will not miss. It doesn't matter what I have to do. If it's maybe I stay up late one night or I lose a fun day over the weekend because I did push it off a little bit, and I met the deadline in good time and the thing wasn't a hot mess because I time blocked for it appropriately, showed up, got my environment right, put my timer on to keep me on point, didn't answer texts and dings and pings and emails and all that distraction stuff, you know, then I feel like I've got something to work with here. Procrastination to me is not the attribute I want. I don't want to be looked at by myself, because that's what matters, is my perception of myself. I don't want to be looked at. I don't want to look at myself as a procrastinator. I want to look at myself as I hit my deadlines on point, giving it all of myself authentically, wholeheartedly, and I go all in for the projects that I'm doing and the things that I need to get done. Because truly, procrastination doesn't feel good. It doesn't work, and it's not part of a master business plan in getting things done and being on point, you know? And that's a question you got to be asking yourself is, does it feel right to be a procrastinator? It doesn't? Great. I need to be aware of the deadline. I need to work backwards. I need a time block. I need to show up. I need to set my timer on. And I need to say no to distractions and temptations and all the things that are getting in my way to get this thing done. Okay? We are in control of that, of being a procrastinator or not. It's up to us. It's up to us. And we've got the right tools. It's just about the implementation, which is only 25% of the part. Okay? So I just want to encourage you that, look, if you're in procrastination city, it's time to Uber your way out of it. All right? We got to get out. We got to get clear. We got to have a master plan, and we got to stick to it. Procrastination doesn't feel good, right? It's not who we are aligned to be when it comes to our success models. But what we can do is not have to do everything up front right that second, you know, when we get a task, a to-do, or a project. We can time block for it. As long as we get it done in the deadline, we're good to go. All right, DJ, kick us off something, you know, to pump us up and get our mind right. You can always connect with me on Instagram at Coach LC or LinkedIn or Facebook at Lisa Crown. I hope to connect with you soon. And I love referrals. Please click subscribe. Thank you.